Hey, welcome back to North Florida Sports Network. We're going to talk some hoops. Hoops, there it is, man. Just like that.
Hoops, football, there it is.
Football season's over. Wolverines are your champs. But we're talking FSU hoops as they beat the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, snapped the 9-game winning streak that the Deacons brought into the Tuck.
The Tuck Zone.
Yeah, man. It wasn't really like it used to be, but had some energy.
No, wait. It was like it used to be. Like,
yeah.
Way, way back in Dunk the Ball Anthony days.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You hear everything Coach Hamm is yelling out there.
Lipscomb, that was that environment where you could hear everything. A couple games ago, you could. And just now, like, you were like, wow, I thought this team was going to be better. But they're seeing the additions now.
Oh, they're better.
On the court. Yeah, we got big time Noel in studio.
Get up.
We got Jimmy Reno here with us.
I'm always here.
I was at the game last night. Jimmy Reno was there too.
Yes, I was, man. It was a good time.
Yeah,
enjoyable.
You know, all your fans, man. You got
plenty of leg room.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a quality win because Wake Forest is a quality team. They had
top 50 in the KenPom rankings, which is something, I guess. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they've come a long way since just a couple games ago where they lost to Lipscomb, you know, and where they weren't bought in all the way defensively. But you can see now that they have the rotation. They've got the guys that they needed to run that classic Hamilton style where everybody just play as hard as you possibly can while you're in there. And Baba Miller's also stepped up. But
he's getting better.
Yeah. We'll go over the numbers from last night.
All 11 guys that saw action last night scored.
That was the best stat. And I'm sure that was Coach Hamilton's favorite.
I think that's back-to-back games now where everybody who's played for Florida State has
back to playing Coach Hamm style basketball, sounds like.
That's right.
Hamball.
Yep. They were they shot 47%. FSU shot 51%. Wake Forest lives and dies by the three, 9 of 25 for them to 7 of 13 for the Noles.
There's your difference right there.
And then 80% at the line for the Noles, too. They were able to hit free throws at the end of the game. Yeah, Jalen Worley in particular.
Big free throws from him.
Yeah, because he had been struggling offensively. And, you know, that's the kind of guy that can do everything.
Right.
Fill up a stat sheet.
Didn't hit a field goal from the floor, but managed to get 6 points.
And he was in at the end. And he hadn't been in a few games prior at the end.
So you think he wasn't in because of his free throw shooting?
Or his offense game, I think, something. Yeah. Like, cause you could see that the other coach, when that was the guy they were trying to foul at the end.
Right.
They were going after Worley.
That's
going
why
after
they Worley. Used to pull Shaq out.
Right.
Right. And this is your point guard. But, man, I tell you what, he fills up the stat sheet. He does everything else.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he gives you, on the defensive end especially, he gives you a lot. And you saw Darren Green just get after it defensively last night. Five steals.
You needed all of them.
Love that.
You're out-rebounded by Wake Forest, and, you know, to be expected because of the size. But, you know, that Reed dude's he's real big.
Dude, Efton Reed is massive. You see why Hamm wanted him.
Right.
But I thought Ganey and Baba, they did a really nice job.
Baba, man, he's really grown up the last couple games. It really, you can see the maturation.
Dude, if he plays like that the rest of the season, just keeps that level to play every game, like this team is going to be in that top part of the ACC.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to say I have not seen a game yet this year.
Okay.
But if Baba Miller is the guy.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to be bringing him in. I mean, we could make a deep run.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. This team's got, I mean, you know, you got some tough teams ahead on the schedule. I think you can definitely.
Who's looking tough this year in the conference?
Well, you got Miami.
Miami and Duke.
Really good. Duke is going to be Duke. UNC. UNC. Wake Forest was undefeated in conference. Okay. Those are the teams. Virginia seems to be down. Clemson is another team that's going to be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
You got them coming up here in a couple games.
But like you said last night, having everybody that plays contribute. And it's your best player this season, though, is Jameer Watkins.
He's been your most consistent. That's the transfer from VCU.
Oh, yeah, okay.
19 points, 8 assists last night again. Darren Green Jr. led the team. Well, no, he had 17 points, but he's,
and when he hits his threes,
right,
Florida State's got a chance to beat anybody.
Right.
If he's off, then it kind of seems like the offense takes a while to get going. They got to find something else.
Well, everybody contributed.
I mean, yeah.
You had Darren Green.
But his threes, big. Just his game overall.
It doesn't show up in the stat sheet either, but Gainey, and you probably recognize that name from last year, but you haven't been able to play yet. And he finally is now in the lineup.
Is he the defensive presence we thought he was going
to
be?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's up to the athletically what they were hoping to get because of the injury.
But he's fully healthy?
I mean, as fully as he's going to get.
As healthy as he's going to probably get. He may get a little bit more game.
Right.
Game shape. Healthy,
Coach Hamilton,
you know, gets his feet under him a little bit.
He can still get in better shape, but man, it's good to have him because it really frees up the rotation. Takes a little bit of pressure off Corn.
Yeah, big Corn, man.
Because then now he can really he wasn't healthy either. So now you're getting him back.
Right,
you lost Fletcher back for the year.
He had to adjust to losing Cam Fletcher. Man, there's that 4-game stretch there where you lost to Georgia, you lost to UNC, and then USF and SMU. And that,
you had those games, too. You were in control.
That's what's really going to probably come back to bite the team, even if they do start having
relative success. Well, they're going to have to go on a run here in the ACC, and they're going to have to finish in the top four of the conference, I think, around there, you know, if they want to have any shot at the tournament. But they're off to a good start. They're 3-1, and that was a quality win. They go on the road against Notre Dame Saturday. That's going to be one of those games you need to take care of business.
Right. It's a very winnable road game. Notre Dame is.
What's their record this year?
Florida State?
No, Notre Dame. They're really down, though, right? Yeah, for them, they're not very good.
Yeah, it's a winnable game.
Yeah. They're going through the transition. Shrewsbury, I think the guy they hired from Penn State, their new coach this year.
I used to know their coach. Mike Bray used to come in the deli.
Yeah, he's a cool USF, guy, isn't he?
Cool guy.
Yeah. They put it on Florida State earlier in the season, man. It's
right.
But it was a different team.
Right.
You know, you had guys out. Primo wasn't playing, I don't believe.
Primo now is huge. This is another ball handler. I mean, this guy can get a shot up kind of whenever. You can see there's maybe times where he maybe can be too ball happy, but he's been able to – he was looking to pass a lot last night. You can see that.
It allows you to be able to break the press.
Right. But he didn't have himself a good game, but you can, that's another guy that didn't show up in the stat sheet, but has allowed the Noles to play their rotation. Last night it didn't show up, but it showed up in what everybody else got involved too. So they allowed the guys to, they can do that, you know, line, hockey line kind of.
Yeah. You know, everyone was up in arms when Cleveland went to Miami. And Mills, you know, I tried to tell everyone they were not a good fit for our system. Like, they were ball heavy. They didn't play the team defense. We weren't full court pressing. And now it sounds like we're back to playing the style of basketball that Coach Ham loves to play. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is probably the best he's probably felt since COVID days, maybe. I mean, just about the way his team's playing. And I mean, and just having the numbers, you know, I don't think they had the right rotation. You know, and in his adjustment of way that
we were playing like 8 guys last year.
Yeah.
That's just not handball.
No.
And it's completely different now. You saw 11 guys.
18 strong, baby.
Yeah, you've already matched your win total.
Yeah, we got 9 wins.
That's crazy.
Cleveland's found a really nice spot for himself in Miami.
He got paid.
Yeah, but he's you know, he's thriving in that system of not really having to be the guy.
Right.
And just
kind of. It was just the bad timing for.
Not a lot of people play like Coach Ham anymore.
No.
It just, you don't see it a lot.
I think it was a bad, just those two players in particular just didn't gel.
Bad fit.
Together.
For the system.
On or off the court.
System.
And that'll ruin your team, man. That'll
bring
ruin your
in
team.
A guy like Watkins, you know, instead, who's been the best player on the team so far. Again, 8 assists last night. You know, he is athleticism too. He's been really impressive.
He's lengthy too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been such a.
Exactly. Trent Forrest, Anthony Blythe, Terrence Mann, tall, athletic.
He's a both ends of the court player.
He's been
offense,
there all
defense,
year.
Yeah. Everything.
He's been the guy all year, and he single-handedly won that preseason tournament almost. But, now, you know, you still have him. If you get this play like Jimmy was talking about with Baba Miller.
Yeah, you're starting to get options, man.
Right, you get
different guys. I love them having that.
They've been going to Baba Miller in the half court sets. I think that they need to do more of that.
He was the number one player coming out of Europe in his class.
Right,
and that's a big deal.
He's an unselfish type of guy, kind of like Isaac was. So I think you have to like try to like really force it to him. You know, you need to really get him the ball.
Shoot.
Right, and because he can get his 3-point shot. Yeah. Off on anybody too, and he's got a nice stroke.
It's what he's been doing in the paint around the glass the last couple games.
Yep,
and I think he gets his feet underneath him. He gets more accustomed to playing with college referees and what they're going to allow him to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to see his game start to just elevate, man. And like I said, if he plays at the same level he's been playing at for the rest of the season, then top 4 or 5 in the conference isn't out of the question.
That's true. And you have to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And then it allows guys, you know, because of Bull Bowen, your freshman now.
Also really, really good looking freshman.
Really good looking freshman. He can come in and play a role. And I think that'll continue to get more minutes as the season goes on.
And I will say, if you get hot, like say February, mid-February, you look really good and you look good in the ACC tournament, they like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want teams that are playing well at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So if we can go on a little streak there in February, late March, like we could get in.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's take one game at a time.
Yeah.
9-6, 3-1 in the ACC though.
You got some tough spots in the schedule coming up.
Out of conference.
3-1 in the ACC is normally really good.
It is.
Unfortunately, the conference just has not been the ACC.
And you've offset it with some really bad out of conference losses.
Right. That really is that was big. Yeah. Lose games to Georgia that you had a home lead in, to lose games to Lipscomb where you let them take the lead on you like that.
SMU and USF are the games that are going to be the biggest. Because you lost by double digits.
Mm-hmm.
And that USF game is going to be a killer.
Right. Well, you almost got to wash that away, though, because...
Yeah, you're going to have to do really, really well in
conference.
This is
a different team.
Well, mentally, but it's still on your resume.
This team's a lot more fun to watch, though. This is
I'm getting out there next home game, 100%.
It's a lot more fun to watch. When they're all there, they play hard.
Oh, it's night and day. The energy that the team, that the players are putting into the game, like it's... Yeah.
You can see improvements, steady improvements, so that the guy like Chandler Jackson, for instance, you know, a guy that was here last year that, you know, he has now, it looks like he's coming into where he has a role now off the bench.
Right.
We can come in and try to get comfortable.
I'll tell you that the two shots that he hit were at crucial points in the second half.
And then when you have multiple guys that you can rely on.
Yeah.
Now one of those guys is shooting the ball. Well, here you go. Keep feeding them. And when you get more of those guys, the chances, they find out who you get to play them together and they start working. I really liked the effort. I really liked the game and last night because I'll tell you right now, I was really impressed by Wake Forest.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a tournament team.
Hildreth from over Mr. across Pump the pond.
Fake, man, yeah.
Mr. Hildreth.
Yeah, he had himself a game.
Yeah,
he got like... crossed up, or I don't know if he tripped on one of the
Of the low lights of the week probably in college basketball.
Yeah.
But he also put in 25 points any way he could. Like he was
25 for him. Miller had 21. The little point guard's pretty good. Reed for them had 9 boards. So that was, you know, and
he's every bit of 7'1", man. Right. He's a huge, huge young fella.
Yeah. Well, 9-6. 3-1 in the ACC. Let's, what else is, you know, with the football season over, you know, it's a lot of, I know big time Noel, you know, that was probably one of the worst Decembers from the good, the season, what it was, you almost have to differentiate the two, but
I'll never watch college football again, except for Florida State. That's it. Florida State football only. I didn't watch one bowl game except for ours. That's it.
Right. Well,
and I canceled my ESPN.
You watched our game? How much of it?
It was on the whole time, but I was really busy explaining.
Oh, that's scrimmage.
I was really busy explaining the landscape of the new college football to the in-laws.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
That
could
take
a
while.
Yeah, and then like that was what that it was unjustified. You knew. I mean, I knew that was coming. That's why I said we'll probably be down 50-0. I didn't literally mean it, but I wouldn't have been surprised.
I thought we were gonna win.
I know. Well, that's because you got the heart of a champion.
I thought Norvell was going to come up with some crazy game plan.
Well, you can't game plan.
And then we lost to a Philly, and I was like, damn it.
Well, it was a difference of the roster was formulated to make a run.
Fisk was going to play, too.
With those guys.
A couple guys didn't play because they were hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And like he said, if they lost the game to Louisville, they would have opted in. And well, I want to say, though, what about the movies, man? I got you here, big time, Noel. What's so good out in the theater, man?
Iron Claw.
Oh, the wrestling movie,
True story.
Oh, yeah.
About the Von Erich family, one of the dynasties in pro wrestling. Absolutely incredible story.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron kills it.
Dude is shredded.
But the bear absolutely destroys it as Texas Tornado.
Okay.
Not going to give away anything. Just go see it. It's excellent, excellent watch.
Okay, man.
Watch of the week for sure.
Watch of the week. All right. I thought you were going to go with Migration.
Oh, I already saw that twice. I already made my top five animated films right at number four.
You see the new Aquaman?
Oh, not yet.
Yeah, you don't waste your time.
Oh, come on. It's not good.
Well, it's...
We love Aquaman in my house.
I would say wait till it comes out on...
streaming.
Do they even do DVD anymore?
I mean, they're there. Yeah. I see it.
Kids don't even know what those things are. What
my
DVD
my
quality,
kindergartner
man.
Just asked me. He found a DVD. He goes, "What's this?" I told him it was from the 20th century.
Right.
Oh my God.
Available on streaming.
I will say this for Aquaman. Great CGI.
Yeah.
Great special effects.
That's Aquaman. If you kind of know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
you
just got a pregame for it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, that's why MacGuffins is there.
Well, the Noles have been playing a lot better. They're going to be in Notre Dame Saturday. We'll watch it. We'll react to it. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our